Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. It's your host and preferred realtor, Joe G, here with this week's headlines and coming events. Headline number one reports CNBC, do this when shopping for a mortgage and you could save $430 in the first year. Half of home buyers only look to one lender when getting a mortgage for a new home, according to a recent survey from personal finance website NerdWallet. Comparing rates between five different lenders can result in $430 in savings in the first year alone. If Americans did this, they would save $776 million in 1 year across all home sales. For some of my preferred lenders that can offer great rates and service, feel free to call me or text, email as well. Headline number two reports curbed LA. First look at strip club replacing apartments in Sawtelle. Next to the Expo Line. A planned 102-unit apartment complex on Pico Boulevard in Sawtelle is on its way to replacing the Fantasy Island Strip Club and Sports Bar. Documents that were shared with the West Los Angeles Sawtelle Neighborhood Council, which I am definitely a part of, give a first glimpse of how the project would sit in on the site. It's a six-story development. It would hold two levels of underground parking and be topped off with a communal roof deck. Two-thirds of the units would be studios with one-third bedrooms and a handful of two beds mixed in. The project makes for transit-oriented community guidelines, which allows developers to build taller than normal in exchange for affordable units in this complex. Approximately about 11 of those units would be for those. And finally, headline number three, Snoop Dogg, Warren G, and more to headline Once Upon a Time in the LBC. Long Beach has lamented, despite its rich history in hip-hop, to see a hip-hop festival reflecting its culture, reports the Long Beach Post. This year, headliners Snoop Dogg, YG, The Game, DMX, Nipsey Hussle, and arguably the greatest hip-hop group of all time, Bone Thugs and Harmony, will be performing at this event on Saturday, July 27th at the Queen Mary. Tickets go on sale today, Friday, March 15th, and they will go fast. Thank you all for tuning into the podcast. I really appreciate it and wish you an amazing weekend. We'll talk soon.